AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Time to burn off that Thanksgiving feast at the mall. Shoppers came out in droves today after 2 years of COVID restrictions and fears. But our Donna Warder reports it's not clear how much they'll spend.
Rising prices for food, rent, gasoline, and other household costs have taken a toll on shoppers, and many are reluctant to spend unless there's a big sale. Major retailers, including Walmart and Target, again closed their stores on Thanksgiving Day, and many moved away from doorbusters. Instead, the discounted items are available throughout the month. I'm Donna Warder.
People are also starting to head back home from holiday travel. Flights were crowded, but no major delays have been reported. We're learning more about the Walmart store manager who allegedly opened fire late Tuesday, killing six before ending his own life. Our Rita Foley reports.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia, say a forensic analysis of Andre Bing's phone discovered what's being called a death note. He was found dead at the scene. In the note, he said co-workers harassed him and mocked him. Police say he used a 9mm handgun legally purchased just hours before the shooting.
Among the victims was a 16-year-old worker. That shooting and one in Colorado Springs this past weekend has President Biden calling for an assault weapons ban. An AP VoteCast poll finds more than half of Americans do support stricter gun control. NATO's chief is urging its members to do more to support Ukraine in terms of weapons and humanitarian supplies.
NATO will continue to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. We will not back down.
The host country of the World Cup Games is out of the competition. Qatar's team has been eliminated. The U.S. tonight plays England. This is AP News. World Cup 2010 in South Africa had Shakira this year. The unofficial soundtrack is the incessant chanting of street marshals, amplified by bullhorns calling out Metro, 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 helping visitors find their way around. First, it was amnesty for suspended accounts, and now Elon Musk says color-coded checkmarks are coming back to Twitter.
Online safety experts say Twitter owner Elon Musk's decision to allow suspended accounts to return will spur a rise in harassment, hate speech, and misinformation. The billionaire's announcement came after he asked in a poll posted on his timeline to vote on reinstatements for accounts that have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. The yes vote was 72%. In the months since Musk took over Twitter, groups that monitor the platform for racist, anti-Semitic, and other toxic speech say it's been on the rise. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.